This is our returning champion, Tim Holleran from Black Rock, Connecticut. Stand by to see Tim play for an entertainment center valued at $6,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Audi valued at $22,267 for $530. Fashion prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century. Welcome to a brand new season of Sale of the Century. Those of you who are joining us for the first time, you'll get the idea how we play our game very quickly. If you've been with us before, you know that when we ended last season, our champion was the gentleman I'm going to introduce right now, Tim Holleran. Hi there, Tim.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
It's been a while since we've seen you.
Long time. Good to be back.
Tim, let's see where you stand now. You left off with $100 in your bank account. You decided to play on rather than buy anything. The next prize up the line is an entertainment center that, here on Sale of the Century, costs $175. So a win today with another $75, and you can walk away with a $6,000 entertainment center. Are you ready to have at it?
I'm ready.
All right, good luck. Nice gentleman. And here to introduce the challengers, a nice lady, Summer Bartholomew. Oh, I like the glamour look there, dear. Whom did you bring us?
This contestant is a catty lady from Tucson, Arizona. Let's all welcome Susan Saunders.
Hello there, Susan.
And he thinks all the world's a stage. From Pasadena, California, say hello to Ed Waterhouse.
Hi there, Ed. Summer, you'll have to do some bargains for us, all right?
Thank you. Ed, you think all the world's a stage. Why did Summer say that?
I've been in community theater for over 20 years, and the really good thing about that is that you can more or less pick and choose the roles you want to do.
Yeah, when you're doing it for fun, you have a little more choice there.
That's right.
Nice to have you here, Ed. Susan, a catty lady?
Well, I've loved cats all of my life, but now, instead of children, I have only 5 of them, much to my husband's chagrin.
So your husband refers you as a catty lady, then,
yes,
right?
Yes, he does.
Susan, nice to have you here as well. Good luck to all three of you. We'll start you off with $20. The player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion, of course, gets to do some great shopping. We start with this question. In the popular television series Mork and Mindy, Mork was from what planet? Susan.
Ork.
Ork is the planet. $5 for the correct answer. Susan goes to $25. At the Olympics, in what place did you finish if you get a silver medal? Tim?
Second place.
Second place it is. Champion third from, he's also at 25. Sandra Day O'Connor is the first woman in history. Susan?
On the Supreme Court.
You got it. Susan bounces back into the lead by 5. Yes. According to the famous line, laugh and the world laughs with you. Susan?
Cry and you cry alone.
You got the whole thing. I was going to give you part of it. You didn't need it. And Susan goes to 35. Before, during, or after a meal, when is the recognized time to drink an aperitif? Susan.
Before.
Before it is, and she's beaten the champion to the buzzer. Yeah, Susan goes to 40. That signal means it's time for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead, when an instant bargain comes up, can buy bargain merchandise. Susan, you have a $15 lead over Tim, so you could afford to buy this.
Susan, you can be a good sport with this colorful croquet set. All you need to play this traditional long game, complete with handy storage rack from Sports Chalet. Plus, Catalina's his and her active and daytime sportswear, combining fresh good looks and richly textured easy care fabrics for any sport and leisure activities furnished by Catalina. This sporty pair is normally priced at $453, but today on Sale of the Century, just for only $5.
Lucky just $5, Susan. The croquet set and the lovely clothes to play it with. You and your husband could get all dressed up for croquet.
But there's no grass in Tucson.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what. I want to start the season off right. I'll give you some money that you can go ahead and plant the grass. $453 for $5. You'd still have a $10 lead. Let's start things off right. $200 to buy some grass seeds. $653 bargain for the value of one question. She will buy that. Enjoy the croquet set, the clothes, $200 in cash. Cost you just $5. We knocked the $5 off your score. Susan goes down to 35, but as promised, still a $10 lead. Back with this. It stars Jack Nicholson and Kathleen Turner as two gangland. Tim?
Pritzi's Honor.
Pritzi's Honor is the 1985 film. Yes, and the champion goes to 30, but then $5 with Susan. What West Coast city's rapid transit system is known as BART? Tim?
San Francisco.
San Francisco it is. Now the champion beating Susan at the buzzer, and they're in a tie. What's the title of Mark Twain's tale in which Tom Canty changes places with Edward VI? Susan?
Prince and the Pauper.
Oh, no, the buzzer sounded. I'm sorry, the time ran out on you. You were right after that, but unfortunately the buzzer sounded. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer, and you go down to $30. It is indeed the Prince and the Pauper. Time now for the Fame Game. The players play not for dollars now, but for a pick of the Fame Game board. A lot of good things up there, including money cards that could be added to your score. Looking for a famous person. A lot of information. I am an actress, born in Georgia in 1930. I appeared on the Broadway stage and made my screen debut in 1955. 2 years later, I won the Oscar for Best Actress in The Three Faces of Eve. Susan!
It just went out.
Don't say anything now. You're out of the rest of the question. It's not for dollars, so you stay at 30, but we clear the board. Continue for Ed and Tim. In 1978, I won the Emmy for the TV movie See How She Runs. Tim!
Joanne Woodward.
Joanne Woodward is right, yeah. Susan remembered it afterwards. Joanne Woodward it is. Tim, you've earned yourself a pick of the board. There are 9 numbers up there on the board. You'll get what's behind the one you pick.
Well, number 4 has a very special significance for me. I'm going to go for that.
And behind number 4, we have $5!
I said you were playing not for dollars, but for a pick of the board, but there was a 5, and there was a $10 money card, I believe, up there as well. You found a $5 money card. It adds to your score. You go to 40. He's already within $35 of that lovely $6,000 entertainment center. Of course, the kicker is he's got to win. We'll be back to see if he can do it after this. Champion Tim is at $40. Susan, just 2 questions behind at 30. Ed at 20, and let's get back to it with this. In cooking, what are the following? Mace, cayenne, Tim?
Spices.
And saffron. I was going to say they're all spices. You're right. Good anticipation. Tim to 45. What Irish name is associated with the unwritten law that says if anything goes wrong, Ed?
Murphy.
If anything goes wrong, it will. Murphy it is. Murphy's Law. Ed gets his first 5 on the plus side at 25. What is the name of the small floral bouquet worn by a woman at the wrist? Tim?
Corsage.
Or at the shoulder. It is indeed a corsage. Tim to $50. Yeah. The first successful one at Titusville, Pennsylvania, produced 25. Tim?
Oil well.
Very nice. I didn't even get to say barrels a day. It was in Pennsylvania, and it was an oil well. Tim to 55. Instant bargain time, and now the champion is in the lead. Tim, you've got a $25 lead. Would you like to buy? You are looking at the prizes, aren't you?
I most certainly am. Right.
Tim, great times will unfold with Hans Folding Bicycles. Designed to fold small, yet ride like a big bike. Unfolds in seconds to give a comfortable ride and folds small enough to fit in a car or RV. Furnished by Han and are normally priced at $600. But today on sale of the century, the yours for only $10.
Just $10. Excuse me a second. I want to take it for just a second because I want to make sure I show Tim. Bicycles, Tim. We are selling bicycles.
Thank you
very
much.
Karen, yeah. 2 bicycles.
2.
$600 worth. Yes, 2. Bicycles.
Bicycles.
$600 worth of bicycles for just $10. Now, you've got plenty of time to get to the $75 you need for that entertainment center. So if we knock $10 off your score, you would still have a $15 lead. And I'll do the same thing for you I did for Susan. I will give you $200. 2 bicycles, $200 in cash for 2 questions. Hey, bye. All right, enjoy those. Enjoy the cash. $800 bargain for just $10. And as we knock it off your score, Tim has the lead by 15 over Susan. What is the largest bird on earth today, Tim?
The ostrich.
Ostrich it is. He's got 5 of the $10 right back. Yes. Jackson Pollock is a noted name. Susan.
Artist.
Artist. I was going to say modern art painting. We needed that. You got it for 35. In which of our states are Icy Bay, Point Barrow, and the town of Tim?
Alaska.
At Skagway, I would know that one. Alaska, it is, and Tim is back to that $55 mark. An atom is composed of negatively charged electrons, Ed?
Protons.
And positively charged what? Protons it is. Good anticipation. Ed goes to 30, making it close. What great president made an impassioned speech in which he claimed Ich bin ein Berliner? Tim?
John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy it was, and Tim goes to 60, yeah. Talking about President Kennedy, actually, it's interesting to note that Kennedy should have said, Ich bin Berliner, which means I am a Berliner. Instead, he said, Ich bin ein Berliner, and the German translation of that literally is, I am a jelly donut. We'll be right back. We're going to be back up to the board with a Fame Game in a moment. And since a money card came up the first time, for any new viewers, I would like you to know also there are a lot of lovely prizes up there. And as is our policy, we've taken one out and we've added a $15 money card. Could be of interest to Tim at $60, Susan at $35, Ed at $30. Up there on the board, $10 and $15 money cards and some nice prizes. Buzz in when you know a famous thing. I am an event that has vague beginnings. English people celebrated me as early as the 1400s. Some trace me back to the ancient Roman festival called Lupercalia, while others connect me with saints of the early Christian church who bear my name. Tim.
Christmas.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. Again, no dollar value. Stay at 60, but you're out of the question. Clear the board. Continue for Ed and Susan. Still others believe that birds choose their mates on the day when I occur. Susan.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Yeah, it goes way back. Susan, you're going up to the board now. There are eight numbers left up there. You'll get what's behind the one you pick.
Well, Tim picked four, which I wanted, so I'll pick number eight.
And behind number eight, we have a stereo music composer. A stereo music system conveniently portable featuring a four-band stereo radio, cassette recorder, detachable speaker boxes, and Dolby Sound. Furnished by Green & Roberts.
$349 stereo, Susan. You picked it off that board. That is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. The $10 and $15 money cards stay up there. We'll have a third and final crack of the fame game a little later where we'll add a $25 money card. Back with this question for all three. Tim, of course, you're back in. You were using terms such as dragon, dot, crack, and bam. Ed. What ancient Chinese game are you playing? Mahjong. Mahjong. And Ed takes a backward step, losing five down to 20, down to 25. What's the two-word Latin phrase meaning year of the Lord? Tim?
Anno Domini.
That's exactly right, and Tim goes to 65. What is the informal name of the statuette awarded annually by the Academy? Tim?
Oscar.
Motion pictures. You took a chance. It paid off. Oscar it is. And Tim goes to 70. Well, Tim, you stretch your lead out again. You've got a big $35 lead, and we've got a big prize.
Tim, this instant bargain will cater to your kitchen needs. Quickly, boys. An electronic refrigerator, a cool new idea in refrigerator freezers with an electronic monitor that responds to your touch, even tells you when the system is in working order. From Green & Roberts, quickly. It's normally priced at $1,600, but today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
$1,600. Beautiful. Wow, that is a wonderful center. $1,600 it would normally cost. You can have it for $15. That would cut your lead, still a big lead, to $20. You have 70 now. You're within $5 of the big entertainment center. But, of course, we've got that speed round coming up, ample time to make up the money. I'm going to stay on the same kick. I'm going to give you money again. $15 it would cost you. I'll give you again $200 in cash. $1,600 entertainment center.
I'm hungry.
You're not what?
I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Well, buy some stuff there with $200, an $1,800 bargain for $15. Going once, going twice, no sale. Not that hungry. He's hanging on to the lead and closing in on a $6,000 entertainment center. We'll be back right after this. I thought you might like that, Timothy. Our champion, Tim Holleran, hangs on to the lead. He is at $70. Susan in second place at $35. Ed at $25. Back with us. Name the philanthropist who endowed over 2,500 libraries and a Susan.
Carnegie.
And a famous New York concert hall. Very nicely done. That is indeed Andrew Carnegie. As Susan goes to 40. In what South American country could you visit the Pacific Coast cities of Concepcion and Valparaiso? Ed.
Chile.
Chile is right. Ed goes to 30 with a toughie. The title of what Fellini film translates into English as The Sweet Life? Susan?
La Dolce Vita.
La Dolce Vita it is. As Susan beats Tim in the buzzer, goes to 45, making it closer. Third and final crack of the fame game, and somewhere on that board, in addition to the $10 and $15 money cards, is a big $25 money card. A famous person. I am an American politician and soldier, born in Virginia in 1793. I moved to Tennessee, where I was adopted into the Cherokee Indian tribe. I was a Tennessee congressman and governor, and in 1829, I moved to Texas to become an Indian trader. I organized a Texas army, led my troops... Tim.
Davy Crockett?
No, incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, you stay at 70, as I mentioned. You're not playing for dollars. Ed and Susan, the rest of the question for the two of you. I organized a Texas army, led my troops against the Mexicans, and captured Santa Ana. Ed.
Sam Houston.
Sam Houston is right, yeah. Ed, you've got the pick of the board now. From those seven numbers, which one would you like?
Let's try number three.
And behind number three, we have $15.
$15 money
money cards. First of all, Summer, where were those other two money cards?
7 and the 9.
But a $15 money card added to Ed's score gets him into a tie for second place at 45. Tim, of course, is back in now. We finish up the game with a speed round. A lot of quick questions and a lot of things can happen. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? It is Tim at 70, Susan and Ed both at 45. Good luck. We start the speed round. Now, what light metal has the chemical symbol AL? Ed.
Aluminum.
Right. In what state would you find Everglades National Park? Susan.
Florida.
Right. Name the man who developed the scale to measure earthquake intensity. Tim.
Richter.
Right. In the Funnies, who was the bumbling husband of Blondie Bumstead? Tim.
Dagwood.
Right. What U.S. coin features a portrait of John F. Kennedy? Susan.
Silver, 50 cent piece.
Right. According to the adage, what should you do before you leap? Susan.
Look.
Right. What color was Stephen Crane's badge of courage? Tim.
Red.
Right. Of what sport is Nancy Lopez a champion? Susan.
Golf.
Right. In the movie Smokey and the Bandit, who played the bandit? Tim.
Burt Reynolds.
Right. What was the famous nickname of American composer Edward Kennedy Ellington? Ed.
Duke.
Right. How many commandments did God give to Moses? Tim.
10.
Right. What figure has 180 degrees and three sides? Tim.
A triangle.
Right. What city is the capital of Tennessee? Tim.
Nashville.
Right. How old must you be to become a U.S. senator? Ed.
35.
Wrong. In what month do we celebrate Mother's Day? Time is up, and Tim, you've done it.
Back to the champion in just a moment. First of all, the question that was missed in the speed round, how old must you be to become a U.S. senator?
30. 30 is the age. Got to say goodbye to Ed and to Susan. And Ed, unfortunately, didn't pick up anything along the way. You've got the cash in front of you and some lovely parting gifts. And our thanks for joining us.
We had a wonderful
and
time.
Thank you. Susan, you did very well. You got the croquet set, the sport clothes, the stereo, $265 in cash. Not bad for one day. $1,067 in cash and prizes. Thank you. But it is Tim Holleran who is going shopping with me. Come on, Tim. Good win with $105. Congratulations.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you.
Tim, we'll take that $105 and we'll add that to your previous total, and that gets you up now to $205. And $205 easily buys this.
Add a new dimension to home entertainment with this fabulous component system. Blend sight and sound with turntable, tuner, cassette deck, VCR, digital disc player, and a picture monitor that reads the room lighting and adjusts the picture accordingly. From Green and Roberts, and this fabulous home entertainment system, normally priced at $6,000, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Just $175, you've got $205, so Tim, all you have to do is say yes, and you can take this beautiful, beautiful entertainment center and leave us. However, we always tempt you on sale of the century. Do you know that $260 would buy you the next prize? Another win, of course you gotta win, and $55 more. That's all you would need, and instead of taking this, you could take this.
And this will put a sparkle in your eye. A lovely lady's bracelet. Beautiful platinum studded with diamonds and sapphires. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This bracelet, normally priced at $8,000, yours on sale of the century for only $260.
Isn't that nice?
You're impressive.
Yes, they made me. It's so impressive, they made me wear a dark suit so it would show up next to it. That would be yours with another win and $55 more. A lot of other lovely things up the line, including if you get all the way to $530, you could drive away with this.
Hit the road in style with the Audi 5000S. Featuring aerodynamic and mechanical design achievements for comfort, performance, and economy in a luxury automobile. Furnished by Allen Porsche Audi Limited. And this car, normally priced at $22,267, yours on sale of the century for only $530.
Now, Tim, if you can keep on winning, keep on accumulating things, get up to $640, we'll give you every prize on the stage. Get to $750, we'll give you all of the prizes, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $84,000.
And that is a total of $151,276 in cash and prizes that should be yours. But your decision now is take the entertainment center and leave us, or play on the diamond bracelet, the next thing up the line. Big decision. We'll give you a moment to make up your mind. Back with our champion, Tim Holleran. You've had a moment to think about it. You can easily afford to buy that entertainment center and to leave us or put your money in the bank needing a win and another $55. You can have this beautiful diamond bracelet, a lot of other lovely things up the line. Tim, what's it going to be?
Well, I kind of like it here, and I came a long way to be out here. I'd like to stick around for another.
So you're going to stick around. So we'll put his money in the bank, and we'll add another $1,000 to the cash jackpot. $85,000, and Tim meets two new challenges next time. What's sale in the century? Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.